I am going to add in Clyde. Clyde is our next speaker, and he is going to be speaking on setting up health checks for ASP.NET Core applications and its dependencies, which is really exciting. And I'm going to figure out how to add a banner to our screen. Yay, I figured that out. So I'm just going to turn it right over to you, Clyde. We're a little behind on time, and I know you're going to need time for your talk. So I'm going to dip out. See, and you can share your screen.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. Everyone. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Clyde D'Souza, and today we'll be taking a look at setting up health checks for an ASP.NET Core application and its dependencies. It's 6 p.m. local time here in New Zealand, and we are streaming the session live as part of the .NET Conference 2020. This session is divided into three parts. Number one, we'll take a look at why should you consider adding health checks to your application. Number two, we'll take a look at what are the common questions we should be asking ourselves before we jump into the implementation. And number three, we'll take a look at how we might go about adding health checks to our ASP.NET Core application. We'll also quickly take a look at setting up availability tests and also configuring a status page. We'll wrap this session up with a big picture diagram and see how everything fits together. So, why should we consider adding health checks to our application? The number one reason is that you want to be notified about an outage before your customers. Now, instead of your customers ringing up your business and telling you that your application or some services is down, what you should instead aim at doing is informing your customers that you're aware of an outage on one of your application or services, and these are the steps that you're taking to try and get this thing resolved as soon as possible. Second, downtime costs money. Now, not only do you want to know about an outage before your customers, but you also want to know about an outage the moment one occurs. The reason for that is because the moment an outage occurs, you want to be able to notify your internal IT team so that they can look into this issue and try and get this thing resolved at the very earliest. Because for every minute your application is down, it may end up costing the business a lot of money. And third, transparency builds trust. Having that open channel of communication with your customers allows you to proactively inform them about scheduled downtimes and even unplanned downtimes. Now, this way, your customers will know every time your application or one of your services faces an outage, but they will also know the steps you're taking to try and get this thing resolved as soon as possible and very transparently. Adding health checks to your application is a prerequisite to achieving any of these whys. So, what are the questions that we should be asking ourselves before we jump into the implementation? Number one, what should I monitor? Now, depending on your application design, it might be a simple case of adding monitoring to only one or two applications. Or for a slightly complex scenario, you might need to end up adding monitoring to 10 applications and their dependencies, or it may be in some cases even more. How frequently do I need to monitor? Now, this depends on how critical your application is. Or in other words, should your application face an outage, what is going to be the impact of that outage? Let's take a look at an example of an e-commerce site that brings in a lot of revenue to the business. For such a critical application, you might actually benefit from monitoring this as frequently as possible. But on the other hand, if it's an internal application that you know not too many users use all the time, and should it face an outage, it does not have too much of an impact, then maybe you don't need to monitor it as frequently as the e-commerce site. Third, who do I need to notify? Now, this might be a straightforward case of just notifying your internal IT team so that they can look into this incident and try and get it resolved as soon as possible. Or additionally, you might also need to post an update to your customers who have subscribed to outage notifications on your application. Or additionally, you might also want to post an update about the outage on your social media channels. And fourth, do I need a status page? And if I do, do I require a public or a private status page? Now, if we look back at our e-commerce example that we were talking about earlier, for such a critical application, for such a public-facing application, you might actually benefit from adding a public status page. On the other hand, for an internal application that only your business uses, you may not actually require a status page, or if you do, a private status page might actually be sufficient. Now, by no means these are the only four questions to ask, but I hope this has given you a good head start. So, with the why and the what out of the way, let's take a look at how we might go about implementing health checks for our ASP.NET Core application. In demo number one, we'll add a very simple health check to our application. For that, I will switch to the simple health check branch in my GitHub repository. And in the history of changes that have been made for this particular demo, you would see that there's only one file that has been changed with just two lines of code that has been added. Now, if I take a look at the same file, the startup file in Visual Studio, I can see that in my configure services method, I start off by registering my health check service using the add health checks method. And then later in the configure method, I am registering a custom endpoint for my health check service using the map health checks method. Now, what this means is that every time a request is made to the application's URL /health, the request will be passed on to the health check middleware, which will then be able to process the request and return a health status response. A health status response can either be healthy, unhealthy, or degraded. So if I head over to the application's URL /health, I can see that the response that I'm getting is a healthy response. Now, one thing you would notice is that apart from these two lines of code, nothing else has changed. So then how did our application know how to bring in this service, this health check service? How did it know how to bring in this functionality? The reason for that is because all .NET Core applications implicitly reference the NuGet package microsoft.aspnetcore.diagnostics.healthchecks. This means that for a simple scenario like this, you do not need to explicitly add any new NuGet package. Next, in demo number two, we'll take a look at how to add a SQL health check, a SQL database, as part of our health check response. To do so, I will switch over to a different branch called SQL health check. And in the history of changes that have been made for this particular demo, I can see that I started off by adding a new NuGet package called ASP.NET Core .healthchecks.sql server. This is the health check library for a SQL server. And then in my startup class is where I've made most of my code changes. So if I look at the same startup file in Visual Studio, I can see that I start off by registering my health check service using the add health checks method. We've just done this in demo number one. And right after that, I'm using the add SQL server method and passing in my database connection string to include the health status of my database as part of this health check response. Now, what this means is that every time my database goes offline or becomes invalid or doesn't exist, the health status response that I would get would not be healthy. Instead, if I head over to the application's URL, /health, I will get a different health status response, which would be unhealthy. Now, the application, the site is up and running and was able to process this request and respond to this request, but the database wasn't up and running. And hence the collective response here is unhealthy. Now, for demo number 3, we'll take a look at how we might go about running a subset of our health checks. To do so, once again, I will switch over to a different branch called Predicate. And in the history of changes that have been made for this particular demo, I can see that I start off by adding 2 new NuGet packages. The first one is ASP.NET Core .healthchecks.azure storage. I'm adding this NuGet package so that I can include my Azure Blob storage account, my resource, as part of this health check response. And then I'm including the NuGet package ASP.NET Core.healthchecks.uris so that I can include the URL of my external resource as part of this health check response. In the appsettings.json, I am only including my blob storage connection string. And then in my startup class is where I'm making most of my code change. If I take a look at this same startup file in Visual Studio, I can see that in my configure services method, I start off by registering my health check service. I immediately follow that with the add SQL server method, pass in my database connection string, so that I can include my database resource as part of this health check response. Right after that, I use the add Azure Blob Storage method, pass in my Blob Storage connection string, so that I can include my Blob Storage resource as part of this health check. And then finally, using the add URL group method, I can include the URL of my external resource, so that the health status of my external resource is now part of the health check response. Now, one thing you would notice that for these 3 methods, I've included a second parameter called tags. Tags is a way for us to identify the subsets of health checks. So in this particular scenario, I have 2 subsets. When I run the light version of my health check, only those health checks will be part of my health check response that have been tagged with the value light. And when I run the full version of my health check, all those health checks will be part of my response that have been tagged with the value full. So now to run these 2 different subsets, I require 2 different endpoints. So if I scroll down to what used to be a single line of code is now a couple of more lines of code. I start off by registering my endpoint, a URL, for my health check service. But then right after that, I'm passing in my second parameter called health check options. To the predicate option, I'm passing in a filter that will allow me to run only those health checks that have been tagged or that contain the tag value light. So therefore, what this block of code means is that when a request is made to the application's URL /health, it will run only those health checks that have been tagged with the value light. And in similar fashion, when I make a request to the application's URL /health/full, it will only include those health checks that contain the tag value full. All right, so let's quickly take a quick recap of the 3 different scenarios that we have had a look at. In demo number 1, we started off by registering a simple health check service, just adding a simple health check service. We didn't have to add any new NuGet packages because one was already implicitly referenced. In demo number 2, we added a SQL database as part of the health check response. We did have to add 1 new NuGet package. But in terms of the actual lines of code that we had to change, it was just adding 1 method and passing in the database connection string to that method. And then finally, in demo number 3, we looked at how we would run a subset of our health checks. we identify these different subsets using tags. And then depending on the number of subsets, you have those number of URL endpoints that you would need to map. And then using the predicate option, we pass in the filter to run only those health checks that have been tagged with a certain value. Now for demo number 4, I thought I'll quickly show you how to set up availability tests and configure a status page. Now this assumes that you've already made your code changes and have deployed all your resources to the cloud. To add an availability test, you would ideally use an external service. For this particular demo, I've used an external service called Uptime Robot. When you start from scratch, you would click on the Add New Monitor button. When you do click on that button, you would get a pop-up that might look something like this. You'd start off by entering the URL of your resource, which would end with something like /health or whatever URL you have mapped to your health check service. You then go on and give it a friendly name so that you can identify your resource among the list of resources. And then you would also set the monitoring interval, aka the frequency at which this external service will ping your URL and check for its uptime. In the bottom half of the screen is the option for us to select a contact or a contact group to notify when this resource goes down. Now, in similar fashion, I've configured all my three resources. And on the right-hand side of my screen, I can see a stats dashboard that tells me the overall uptime of all my monitors. And if I scroll down, I can see an event history for all my monitors. Now we can take this a step further by clicking on the status pages menu item on the top. This will allow us to add a status page for our setup into our setup. When you're starting from scratch, you would click on the Add Status Page button. This should give you a dialog or a screen that looks something like this. I have already gone ahead and created a status page. And as you can see, the first thing that I've done is I've added all my monitors, the ones that we configured in the previous screen, all three of them into the status page. This allows Uptime Robot to pull all the availability test data that it has been collecting into the status page and display it onto the status page. You can then go ahead and configure these additional settings as per your preference. But should you leave everything at its defaults, you might end up with a status page that looks something like this. A status page usually shows you the list of resources that you have added along with an uptime history of all your resources. It'll also give you an overall status, whether your system is operational or not. If there's a scheduled maintenance coming up in the future, you can add information about that scheduled maintenance onto the status page as well. Or if you have an active incident, active downtime going on at the very moment, you can add information about that incident on the status page as well. Finally, to wrap this session up, let's take a look at a big picture diagram and see how everything that we have spoken about fits together. On the left-hand side of the screen are all the resources that you would have deployed as part of your application. You deployed it to the cloud. Some of these resources might include ASP.NET Core applications as well. In the center of your screen is an external service that you have used to set up availability tests. This external service will constantly ping these different resources every X number of minutes. And should one of these resources go down, this external service will notify the contact or the contact group that you have configured. All of this availability test data can be pulled into and displayed onto a status page. This status page can then be made public so that your users, your customers, can directly go onto the status page and check for the uptime history and the current uptime status for all your resources. The demo that we have had a look at today is available on my GitHub repository. So the GitHub repository will be available after this particular session. And once it's available, feel free to clone it and play around with the code. That's it for this session. Thank you for joining in. And we do have some time for some Q&As.
All right. Thank you, Clyde. That is awesome. So we do have a couple of questions that have popped in. Let me share my screen so we can see this. Not your screen. Remove you. Add my screen. Yeah. I know what I'm doing, guys. I promise. All right. This one. Sorry. First time on tonight. I apologize. But let's jump into here. You got a nice new question about MongoDB health checks. Have you done anything with MongoDB health checks? Is this?
So I have not played around with MongoDB myself, but there's these NuGet packages that are available. So the one that we added for SQL Server, it's if you go onto the GitHub repository of that particular the publisher who has published that particular NuGet package, you would see that they have NuGet packages for different types of resources. You have for SQL Server, you have Azure Storage, you have MongoDB, you have all these different things. So I'm sure there might be different resources available there.
Okay. I've got a question for you, if you don't mind. With all these health checks and all these things you've done to help keep your sites live and your databases live, what are some of the more common things that you've had that have actually caused them to come down? Or what's the craziest thing that's actually knocked it out?
Yeah. Probably the most common thing would be human errors. Nothing is super perfect. I think there's always a chance that, there's something that's misconfigured. I remember there was a typo that happened in one of the app settings, which sort of gave an error on the application. So all these different scenarios do play around, but I think human errors is one of the significant ones.
Yes, typos, that would definitely be me. My code is full of those. Unfortunately, autocomplete and stuff, or all of your nice little code checking stuff, never checks for spelling. And something I mess up on. All right, what do you think about displaying additional info in the health check, like app name, version, commit deployed, etc.?
You mean on the status page or in the health check response? I guess we can't really answer that for that. It's not very interactive, but let's take a look at both these scenarios. I guess on the status page, if we go about, then I think that's a question that you probably need to ask while designing your system or in terms of when at least selecting the right service. As far as I know, maybe you might not be able to, but that again really depends. And in terms of displaying the app name, version, and the commit that has been deployed, that in terms of the health check response, you can write a custom health check in your code for ASP.NET Core application. And as long as this information is available in your code, you should be able to print that information out as well. So in the demo that we've seen today, we just printed out the word healthy or unhealthy, depending on whether the resources were up or down. But we can print a JSON response as well. And so we should be able to configure that JSON response.
Awesome. All right. Another question coming in. Can you customize the health check endpoint response, provide more information about the failing dependency?
Yes. So that would be the same answer as previous one, where you can actually print out the JSON response. So let's say if you have, in this case, we added like, I think, four dependencies and the application itself. So instead of just printing out healthy or unhealthy, you can print out a JSON response, which will tell you the resource name and is it healthy or not. And so then maybe you can add some smarts after that in the service consuming this JSON and maybe do something with that.
Yes, fancy colors, lots of interesting text. One other question coming in. What is the service that you use to monitor the health check to build status page?
So for this particular demo, I did use Uptime Robot. I think that's what the question is.
I believe so as well.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. Another question, the app relies on authorization and authentication services. Can they add health check services for these in their app?
So that again depends on what service you're using to ping your applications. So some services do offer a functionality where you can specify username and password so that it does the login, the authentication for you. Or additionally, you can also just configure an endpoint that does not require authentication, and in some way be able to expose that so that you can just allow the service to directly ping that. But then again, have a look at the different services that are available out there, and maybe some ones would allow you to add your login and password information so you can authenticate.
At least an authentication token or something. Yeah. Most things should have something like that. Exactly. Yes, Clyde, thanks again for joining us at the .NET conference. Thanks for your talk. There's lots of comments in chat of people talking about how important it is for their apps of monitoring with their games and even games, all types of things. So they want to monitor those services. Looks like we might have had one more question come in. We have time to take this last question. So we'll take this last one before we move on to our next speaker. Can the health status be listed with all the endpoints or apps like databases, URIs, et cetera, are all together? I think this is similar to the other ones.
Yes, it is quite similar. Health status be listed with all the endpoints. Yep. So I think if you print out the JSON information, I think you should be able to see all your resources, all your dependencies in the JSON output along with the health status. So I think that's what the question is. So, yep.
Or at least parse the JSON into an object and then build a pretty UI based off it. You've got a few options there.
Yep.
And Everyone knows more code.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in fact, there are NuGet packages where you can add a UI layer on top of your health check service as well. So it's the same publisher the one that I used for the SQL Server one. So just have a quick read through their GitHub repository and there's heaps of information there.
Awesome. Thanks again, Clyde, for coming and hanging out with us and teaching us all about our health and status and apps, and really exciting. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. All right. See ya.
See ya.